Given the unprecedented access to workflow files that comes with Hazard Services, a few best practices for override file management are worth underlining here. The localization perspective, as should be familiar, makes it easy to create and manage override files, and in particular, the localization level at which they reside: region, site, desk, workstation, and user. Like almost all AWIP's configurations, forecasters are given no indication of where in the localization tree a certain behavior is coming from, and no option is available for choosing a different version should an override be broken. This puts tremendous responsibility on the focal point for vetting the files that are promoted to their site-level localization. Despite the site override demonstrations provided in this presentation, any override should always be created first at the user level. This isolates its effects, whether negative or simply experimental, from any other users. In addition, this keeps the operational interface free from any development code. Choosing a more restricted localization level for a new recommender, for example, is sometimes the only way of keeping it hidden from and not selectable by a forecaster poking around in their settings. Only after properly vetting files, whether simple or complex, should they be deployed for site or other use, through the promote capability in the localization perspective. Another tool in the focal point trainee's arsenal is practice mode. Although configurations in practice mode are not isolated from operations because the localization is shared, the ability to use practice events and products can be useful for testing some configurations. Ultimately, these practices will give focal points the most freedom to master Hazard Services' extensive customizability while minimizing any negative impact through their learning process.